Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that's tuning in through 92.3 FM. Let's welcome our good friends joining us online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Recording artist Tae Yonis is making his first appearance on our program this afternoon to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. He's celebrating the release of his new single, Freedom of Love. We're going to talk to him a little bit about the single and also let you guys know how you can get it for yourselves. Tae, good afternoon to you, and welcome to Conversations Live, man.
Cyrus Webb, how's it going, my brother?
Hey, going really well. I appreciate you taking out the time to be with us. Congratulations, first of all, on the single. Actually, when I first heard it, I tweeted out, I think I was watching the music video today, and I tweeted out about it because I think it's really one of those songs that people are going to like. What has it been like for you to be able to see the way that people are responding to it?
You know what? The response has been great, man. Like I said, it's been a year journey. You know, like I said, with going into the Tae Yonis brand and you know, just going into the music, and just the response has been just so great, because I think the fact that, you know, what we are with music, you know, we all have that stereotype that, you know, all music is pretty much going in one direction, and that, you know what I'm saying, music that actually speaks from the heart, that is a testimony towards life and your real experience, you know, we feel like that's fading off. So, you know, a lot of people that genuinely appreciate that music, you know, that, like I said, that comes from the heart. You know, a lot of people have been responding to it very well, man, and I'm just very blessed. I can't ask for anything more.
I think one of the keys to being able to do what you do, Tae, is being able to understand and appreciate what music means to you, and then to be able to allow that to translate through the music. Do you think it's really getting to know you as you talk about the brand? Do you think that is one of the things that people are enjoying, that is something different, but it's also something that is definitely true to who you are as an individual?
Right. You know, well, here's the thing, man. Every song that I write, you know, I mean, just honestly speaking, just like I said, from my faith, you know, I usually just take a time out, say a little prayer before I actually go into a record, because I just want to stay as true to myself as possible. You know, like,
right.
And like I said, when people are listening to the music, yes, of course, they're getting to know me, because everything that I write about is my personal experience. You know,
gotcha.
It's not nothing that just kind of like comes up that sounds good. Like I said, it's just one of those situations where it's like I'm taking situations from my own life and putting them into my music.
And I think that is one of the keys there. So you talk about, you know, being able to take those pieces of your life, Tae. When did you first know that you were going to do that through music? Because people find various ways of being able to express themselves. Some turn to visual art, some turn to writing. What was it about music that said this was going to be your way?
You know what? I've been doing music for a good 10 years now, and I think that I pretty much had, like, you know, just had that industry mindset to where it's just like, okay, every song that I make, it has to be a hit record. It has to be a song, you know, like just a song that appeals to the masses. But I just kind of found myself, you know, growing and growing with it. And, you know, as getting older and, you know what I mean, getting married and having children, the thing is that I just kind of realized that it's like doing these things, I just found myself being unhappy, because it's like, you know, you work so hard on making that one hit record, and then it's like, you know, you think that the song is good, but everyone else is like, oh, that's not, you know, that great of a hit, or we need something better, and different things of that nature. And it was just like, I think it was one of those things where I just kind of had to look back at myself and just realize that, okay, I need to actually make music that I can feel first, instead of actually trying to appeal to, you know, trying to appeal to the masses, you know, right away. So, and I think that doing that, it has definitely helped, you know, like the producers that I've worked with and just different people around me. It made them respect me as an artist a little bit more, instead of me just being that type of artist to kind of just chase the hit. You know, I just kind of, you know, just toned everything down and you know, just really looked at it like, okay, let's kind of be real here. Let's keep it real with ourselves, and you know, let's take bits and pieces from my life and put it into the music.
Right, exactly. And you know what, I think that again goes to the authenticity there, Tay. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Tay Giannis is making his first appearance on our program. We're talking to him not only about his single Freedom of Love that you guys are going to hear here in a moment, but also what this journey has been like for you. So, you know, I think, Tay, one of the things that has changed over the decade that you have kind of had this love affair with music is the way that we not only get to find out about artists like yourself, but also the ways that we're able to communicate with artists. You are on a lot of the social sites that people are using these days, you know, namely Facebook and Twitter. What has that been like for you to, in real time, be able to hear from your fans and hear from new listeners about how your music is affecting them and how much they enjoy it?
Right. Well, it's just a direct connection. You know, because if we take it back to the mid-90s, kind of like when I first started getting into music, and, you know, you take it from, like, the late 90s to the late 2000s, I mean, early 2000s, there was this mystery or this facade, I guess, about, you know, the music industry and the artists. You know, you couldn't touch them, or you couldn't, you know, you couldn't really hear from fans, you know, because if you want to take it back old school, when people used to write in fan mail, you know, right. But it's like now we have things like social media that actually helps us connect with fans, and like, you know, if we have a nice finished product, we could actually put that out to kind of get them to get a reaction sooner than actually going through the labels and, you know, just having that whole process. So it's like now it's just the direct connection. You know, it definitely helps because you can actually hear directly from your fans what they like, what they don't like, you know. But at the same time, like I said, when you build that whole following and you build those true fans, they'll definitely be there with you through thick and thin. And but you know, at the same time, it's like when you present that product to them, they'll definitely love what you got going on, and you can definitely hear from them sooner than later.
One of the things that you've done in utilizing these, and, you know, I mentioned Facebook and Twitter, Tay, but you also are on Instagram, as well as you're utilizing YouTube, which brings it back to how I was able to be able to send that tweet out. You have a video that's on YouTube where you kind of talk about this song, Freedom of Love. When people hear this song, as my producer is getting it ready here, what do you hope they're able to kind of take away from it, especially when you think about what you just said, and that is about, you know, this growth that you've gone through, not only as a man, but also as you know, having a family, those responsibilities. What is it that you hope that listeners are able to take away from this song that they can then kind of be able to put a bit of themselves into?
Right, like I said, the freedom of love is, like I said, it's a testimony, and like I was like a testimony of, you know, like I said, my life and, you know, the things that I'm going through, and just the fact that, you know, when you search for love in all the wrong places, you know, like I said, everything is just tainted, you know, because you don't know what real love is, you know. But it's like when you find that special person that, you know, that'll love you through thick and through thin, you know, you'll just realize how, you know, you'll feel spiritually free. So that's kind of how, you know, we came up with the concept, you know, of freedom of love. So, you know, what I want people to take away from this song is just like, you know, you have that experience probably sitting right next to you right now. Just relish that moment, or relish that person, or, you know, relish, you know, the God, you know, relish God, and just different things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, just feeling spiritually free and just feeling, you know, just feeling in the moment. You know what I mean? Just in the moment of the song. And like I said, it's definitely one of those entertaining records, man. It's definitely something you could definitely hit the dance floor to. But like I said, it's one of those things when you just really sit down and dissect those lyrics, you'll understand and realize it's like, you know, I might be talking about my own personal situation, but you might be going through a situation as well where it's just like, wow, like, you know, I really feel free. So, and that's pretty much how we came up with the record. And like my boy Buddy Banks, he did a synth solo in the record as well. And when we talked about it, he didn't want to really do it at first, you know. He didn't really want to do it at first. But I told him, I was like, from the lyrical standpoint of the song, I'm just letting people know how free I am. And with him doing the solo and with Buddy Banks being the talented musician that he is, you know, I was like, I want you to do the solo because I just want you to go free. I just want you to do whatever it is that you do, and, you know what I mean, let's make it hot. So, like I said, it's Freedom of Love, big record for me, man. I'm really appreciating the love and the support, but like I said, it's just one of those songs where, like I said, when you sit down and dissect the lyrics, you'll definitely understand, you know, you'll definitely understand, and you'll get the feeling for it.
All right, well, here it is. Here's Freedom of Love. Stay with us. We'll be right back with our conversation with Tay Giannis. You all enjoy it.
Freedom of love. It's the freedom of love.
She's the Afrocentric, queen to my kingdom. Keys to the soul that unlocked the freedom that was stuck in a box of love I never believed in.
Let's take them back to 1865.
The day they freed the slaves, their souls came alive. And I feel the same way when I look in the eyes. But when your heart's blind, love's hard to find. Let God open your eyes and he'll do it in his time and set you free.
She my everything, everything. When it's time to fly, man, she piloted my plane. My mind was like that. She turning that around with the keys to my heart. Uncage my love, I'll unveil her to her pain. My umbrella when it rains. See, I never knew a love like this. Cause it's free.
I'm headed to the world, I believe in you and me.
It's love, I believe in the elegant
freedom of love.
It's so sufficient when we building that dream.
Freedom of love.
That real love, that comfort
is freedom of love.
So put your mind on cruise control.
It's love,
I believe in the elegant
freedom of love.
It's so sufficient when we building that dream.
Freedom of love.
That real love, that comfort
is freedom of love.
So put your mind on cruise control.
My world was undone till she made it complete. From her head to her feet,
she proud, she was sweet.
And I never found a love that'll teach. That'll just make me grow close in my spirit belief. Everything that I need is in my queen. She's my Coretta Scott King when I'm chasing a dream. Everything about her mind is just so divine. Cause God opened my eyes and he did it and it's time to set me free.
She my everything, everything. When it's time to fly, man, she piloted my plane. My mind was like that. She turning that around with the keys to my heart. Uncage my soul, I love her to her pain. My umbrella when it rains. See, I never knew a love like this. Cause it's free.
I'm headed to the world, I believe in you.
It's love, I believe in the elegant
freedom of love.
It's so sufficient when we building that dream.
Freedom of love.
That real love, that comfort
is freedom of love.
So put your mind on cruise control.
It's love,
believe in the elegant
freedom of love.
It's so sufficient when we build that dream.
Freedom of love.
That real love, that comfort
is freedom of love.
So put your mind on cruise control.
Cause it's love.
It's the freedom of love.
Oh yeah.
It's the freedom of love. It's the freedom
I
of love.
We gon' get y'all deep into that groove.
It's the freedom of love.
I'm on a special guest with me.
It's the freedom of love.
Let me introduce y'all to my
it's
guy.
It's the freedom of love.
Buddy Bang. That's right.
Here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM for our radio listeners, but also online around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com. That single is available all over the place. We'll be telling you guys here in a moment how you'll be able to get it for yourself. Tay, I want to talk about the honesty again in the music and also, you know, this business, because this business has evolved a lot. You talked about the changes, how we did go from, you know, writing the fan letters to now, of course, as I said earlier, just, you know, with a few clicks being able to stay in connection connection with you guys. How do you kind of stay true to yourself in the process? Because it is a business, even though it is something that you enjoy. What is it that keeps you kind of grounded? Do you think that's the family element that you talked about earlier? What is it for you that kind of keeps you and knowing who you are and whose you are in this business?
You know what? I tell people to just and honestly speaking, man, it's my faith that keeps me grounded, that keeps me level, because we all know how the business is. You know, we know that everyone, you know, I mean, I wouldn't say everyone, but there's a lot of ulterior motives in the industry, and, you know, there's just a lot of facades and different things of that nature. So, you know, it's just, sometimes it's just like, you know, I have to kind of just sit back and ask God to just keep my spirit at peace, keep my faith strong, and just continue to bless me at all times when I'm doing my music. You know, like when it comes down to it, because, like, I've definitely had people that were around, you know what I mean, in my corner personally. And when I kind of told them about, you know, how God moved into my life, and then, you know, how I want to change the direction with my music and everything of that nature, a lot of people didn't agree with it at first, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I just kind of had to stay true to myself and just rock with it, you know. And I was putting out records. Like, my first record I put out was called Coffee Brown, produced by my boy Creator. Shout out to Creator. You know, I put out Coffee Brown last year, you know. And a lot of people, they was kind of like, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, neo soul's not that big of a genre, whatever the case may be. But I just kept putting out product and just kept pushing and kept moving. And I think those same non-believers are believers now, because they saw the fact that I did not stop. You know, when I told myself, I was like, okay, this is what I want to do. I'm going to stick to it. No one's going to get into my head about changing anything, you know.
Okay.
I'm going to just, you know, keep my eyes off the sideline, keep my eyes on God, and keep, you know what I'm saying, and put my feet forward and do this music, you know.
Right.
So, and then at the end of the day, you know, like I said, I'm blessed. I'm feeling good, you know. It's definitely been a long road, but like I said, it's just the fact that people are taking notice, and they're actually starting to say, okay, this is his sound, this is what we expect to hear, you know. And like I said, it's just one of those situations where it's like a lot of, you know, like I said, a lot of non-believers, man, are definitely believers in what I'm doing now, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, definitely are getting behind it and supporting the movement, and, you know, like I said, I couldn't be no more happier right now.
Got you. All right. So, again, everyone, Tay Giannis has been our guest. Freedom of Love is the single you guys heard here. Tay, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you and also how they can get the single for themselves.
Okay. So, if you want to get in contact with me, you can definitely hit me on Twitter. I'm definitely back on Twitter. It's twitter.com/Tay Giannis, and I'm going to spell it out for you. It's TeyYanis. So it's TeyYanis, and pretty much all my social networks are pretty much the same. It's Instagram.com/Tayanis and Facebook.com/Tayanis. And like I said, just hit me up, and you know, I'm definitely down to hear feedback. I'm definitely down to make new fans, and, you know, I'm definitely down to, you know, make people who didn't know about me a little bit more, and brand myself definitely more.
All right. Well, Tay, man, congratulations on the single and also being able to stay true to yourself and the music. And we look forward to staying in contact with you, man.
Oh, man. So, like I said, man, I really appreciate it. You know, like I said, before I go, I just want to, you know what I mean, give a shout-out to my boy Buddy Banks, who produced an amazing record. You know, like he's traveling all over the world doing his thing, doing his musical director thing for Karen White. So shout-out to my boy Buddy Banks, you know, for taking that time out to produce the record for me. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, shout out to my team, and, you know, shout out to Olivia at IMPR. She's definitely doing her thing for me. Like I said, man, say, and oh, and also they can reach me at www.tayanis.com. So if anyone wants to purchase music or watch videos, we definitely have that website up, and it's definitely a splash page. So all the links to all my social media and my iTunes page is definitely on the website at www.tayanis.com.
All right, so they can stay in contact with you there, and as well as, of course, the single is all over the place as well, iTunes, CD Baby, as well as Amazon.com. You guys can get it there. Again, everyone, Tae Giannis has been our guest. Freedom of Love is the single you guys heard there. You can get it right now for 99 cents. So make sure wherever you get your music online, legally that is, iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, make sure you guys do pick it up. Now, if you came in late and missed part of this conversation with Tae, and it was where you can catch into our podcast here about 5 minutes as we go off the air, all you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We actually tag Tae both on Facebook and Twitter, so you'll be able to find his links there as well. Just click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons that you'll find there at the bottom of the player. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning into this edition of our program. You guys make it a great afternoon.